I'm curious, what do you think is the optimal, if you're going to use R squared, would you use it exactly the same way as it was used in the relevance trial? There have been other schedules, or some people use a year, a year and a half. What exactly, I don't know if you've able to or whether you have actually done that. What do you think the optimal regimen of R squared is?
Well, it is difficult to know if R squared is only one single regimen that fits to all or if it can be adapted. The usual way to use R squared is an induction with four infusions of rituximab the first months. At the same time, lenalidomide is given at 20 milligrams, so a little bit lower dose than in multiple myeloma, 20 milligrams per day, 21 days out of 28. And this is given in monthly cycle up to 6 cycles. I think we should always stick to these inductions because lowering significantly the amount of lenalidomide or sparing some rituximab infusion may have less efficacy. The goal is obviously to reach the best response. When you have reached a complete response in patients who didn't have a very progressive disease or not many symptoms related to the disease, there might be an option to consider of continuing with rituximab maintenance without necessarily continuing with lenalidomide, as this was initially developed by MD Anderson, who treated the patient for 1 year, 1.5 years. On the other hand, the comparison with R-chemo was made with this regimen. So if you want to make sure that you achieve the same result as the one obtained with R-chemo because you feel that the patient is really in need of prolonged control of the disease, you may prefer to stick with the consolidation of first year with lower dose of lenalidomide and rituximab. Obviously, we don't know what is perfect here and what will provide alterations of this regimen on the long term. But I think if we want to substitute R-squared to R-chemo, I will try to stick as close as possible to the scheme that was published in Relevance.